we have enough economic data? That's the question. Don Grant with the answer. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. The National Bureau of Economic Research, the NBER, is the government agency that declares when the U.S. is in a recession. They generally don't make that determination many months after the peak or trough. That's because the agency does not rely on real-time data, perfect data to make an immediate call about whether we're in a recession or not. They don't have that kind of data. With drastic government worker cutbacks, the longest government shutdown in history just ending, and the administration, like any administration, with very little appetite for negative economic news, do we have enough credible economic data to know whether we're in a recession or not? Well, the aforementioned factors mean that certain data gets delayed or skewed. But many indicators of the NBR rely that they rely on are less timely, or they're much less clear. Even when all data are available, the NBER typically waits until it has more than just tentative signals. The fact that they emphasize spread across the economy and more than just a few months means they won't declare a recession based solely on one sector, one month, or one week data point. Now, because data are revised, delayed, or subject to statistical noise like inventory changes or seasonal adjustment quirks, the official call usually comes with a lag. That means by the time they announce it, the downturn may have already turned and begun to go back up. So I believe that interruptions like government job cuts and a shutdown may hamper the data collection and analysis needed by the NBER to declare a recession or not. But those disruptions can make definitive assessment harder, but they don't prevent the NBER from eventually making a determination. They just add lag and ambiguity. So we don't know. I know the question's been coming up, whether or not we are in a recession right now till the NBER makes it official. And of course, if you have any questions about it, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Is it recession defined as
two quarters of Denver, yes.
No growth or negative growth?
Well, actually, the recession is officially declared by the NBER, which uses a lot more data than just that. But I think most armchair recession callers will use that two quarters thing. So,
what about employment?
Employment is a factor that NBER uses, definitely. Yeah.
If people don't have jobs, there you go.
That's what often leads to a recession.
So we haven't had two quarters of no growth. So we're not really in a recession, are we?
You know what? I'm leaving that up to the NBER.
Okay, we'll let them make the call.
But once again, we haven't seen data.
Yeah,
you know, because of the shutdown, it lasted so long.
Yeah. Look forward every month of looking at the
employment numbers. Yeah,
I always get a kick out of them, but haven't seen it for a while.
Exactly.
It's been a lot less work for me to do. I guess I'll go over in the corner and take a nap then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wait for something else to happen.
Yeah, sleep through it.
Today was designated as World Toilet Day by the United Nations General Assembly and is coordinated every year by a partnership between UN Water and governments around the world.
Huh?
Jack Sim, a philanthropist from Singapore, founded the World Toilet Organization on November 19th, 2001. And let's never take this device for granted, and especially the indoor version of the toilet.
So he's just applauding something that's been around for a century or so. And
How long has it been around? I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Thomas Crapper, the guy who invented the toilet.
And, of course, as I mentioned, indoor. I wonder if there are any people who are actually using outdoor. I'm sure there are outdoor.
Oh, there's got to be. Yeah.
That's the way
just on the west side. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not starting an east side west side war at all.
I'm a west sider. We've had indoor plumbing there for several years.
A couple weeks now.
Several years now. And we find it's very nice to have.
Yeah.
Actually, if you grew up in this part of the world or out in western Kansas, a very good chance or possibility that your mom and dad did grow up with those kinds of facilities.
I'm sure. But I'm still trying to figure out what's behind calling this day. Is it just... It's just toilet appreciation day, essentially. So go hug a toilet.
It's nobody's birthday or anything that I could tell. They just somebody came up with it, and there it is.
Okay.
And so here we are talking about it.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Do you work on your own? You know how to do all those little mechanisms there in the tank?
Pretty much.
You know, I've done that before, and I'm not very handy. But you can do that.
Well, they make it so easy now. Yeah. You take out that stem that's got the floater thingy
right.
on it, and
hook up the little arm, and there you go.
Yeah, and then you know how to change a flapper too. I'm sure.
The flapper, sure. Everybody knows that.
Flapper
right?
on the crapper. Yeah.
All right. National Toilet Day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to celebrate that.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, our top of the news this morning: Congress okays release of the Epstein files. That's on the way. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
President Trump spent much of Tuesday with his Saudi Arabian counterpart at the White House. Fox's David Spunt is there with the latest.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman back at the White House for the first time since 2018. The Saudi government previously pledged an investment of $600 billion into the U.S. economy, backing artificial intelligence and energy. The Crown Prince upped the ante. Shortly after the Crown Prince's arrival, a formation including F-35s flew over the White House. A show of force, but also a chance for the prince to check out a future purchase. The president says he greenlighted the sale of several F-35s to the Saudi government. The specific number, though, unknown. Critics say by giving the Saudis access to American-made military equipment, other countries may gain insight into U.S. defense capabilities.
The upcoming F-35 deal comes as Saudi Arabia is already the U.S.'s top arms buyer. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has admitted to a plot to poison Jewish kids in New York City using candy.
Federal prosecutors say they will ask for up to 18 years in prison for Mikhail Chikikisvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia who goes by the nickname Commander Butcher. Prosecutors say he's the leader of an international extremist group known as the Maniac Murder Cult. Prosecutors say Chikikisvili was approached by an undercover FBI agent in 2023 and wanted the agent to take part in various schemes, including giving poison candy to racial minorities, and that the plot later evolved into poisoning children at Jewish schools in Brooklyn. Chikikisvili pled guilty Monday before a federal judge in Brooklyn to soliciting hate crimes and distributing information about making bombs and ricin. In New York City, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
An alleged illegal immigrant is accused of throwing coffee on a mother, her baby, and her dog in Volusia County, Florida.
Kelly Brussell says she was walking her dog, Ponce, in her New Smyrna Beach neighborhood when Ponce walked up to Nina Yaskalainen's closed gate.
I walk him every day off leash. All the neighbors know him. He's a friendly dog, but he was sniffing at her gate, and she didn't like that.
She says Nina began yelling at her, telling her to put a leash on the dog, before allegedly throwing coffee at Ponce and then Kelly while she was holding her son. Yaskalainen was charged with 2 counts of battery. According to the sheriff's office, she's an illegal immigrant out of Finland. With these charges, she could be deported.
Neither Kelly nor her baby were hurt. In Volusia County, Chris Lindsay, Fox News.